This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. I feel so lucky to live in southeastern Arizona, where we have such fabulous geography, where we can, you know, we have access to deserts, to grassland, to woodlands, to forests, coniferous forests. And we have the Sky Islands, the mountains that rise out of the deserts and take us to the aforementioned woodlands and coniferous forests. But right now, you know, towards the end of summer, I'm not thinking about flora and fauna so much as, well, just a little. But sometimes in the heat of summer in southeastern Arizona, I'm thinking about the cool temperatures in the Sky Islands, in the woodlands, in the mixed oak pine forest, in the coniferous forest. I remember when the Mosquitos lived northwest of Tucson, it was so wonderful to head over to the Santa Catalina Mountains and the cooler temperatures. You know, that required some transportation, your car, your truck, loaded with people and food. But that trip to cooler temperatures, whoa, man, it was only back then. It was like maybe an hour and a half from our place northwest of town up into the Catalina Mountains. What a wonderful time and so many great memories of those trips. But what got me thinking about all this is that Ms. Mosquito and I live very close to Sky Islands, very close to the Chiricahua Mountains. There's a Sky Island. And cooler temperatures. So close to those mountains that sometimes, not making this up, we drive into the mixed oak and pine woods simply to eat lunch. Park the truck, pull a couple chairs and our lunch out of the truck, plop down and eat. Squat and gobble in the woods. Who cares about flora and fauna, says I. And then I start searching the forest for interesting plants, glass birds flitting about on shrubs. Okay, I give up. Cool temperatures with flora and fauna. But listen, on a recent escape to shady, cool woods, Ms. Mosquito asked me about a plant that was quite prevalent in these open, cool woods. I searched my gray matter. All I could think was, well, that the genus starts with a consonant that you don't pronounce, I said. I was hoping my gray matter would kick in, and tell me the name of that plant. But anyway, listen, it has these cool basal leaves, very green basal leaves. The leaves are divided and divided and divided and divided, almost ferny looking. And out of those beautiful leaves, an inflorescence shoots up like a scape on an onion plant, a stalk with small white flowers on stems at the top. Come on, brain, I mutter. Cicalium starts with a P. Cicalium, P. S-A-C-A-L-I-U-M. Cicalium decompositum. I remember, I don't know what cicalium means or refers to or stands for, but the species name, decompositum, means divided many times, you know, like the very cool basal leaves. Common name, desert Indian bush, or sometimes Sonoran Indian plantain. Listen, it ranges from Arizona and New Mexico down in the southern end, and into Sonora, Chihuahua, further south, Durango. So I'm guessing there are a bunch more common names. But always, Cicalium decompositum, if you can remember the name. Oh, medicinal uses of this plant found in the open woods, the open mixed woods right up. You better look this one up. This is a good one. Oh, my goodness. Look up Cicalium decompositum. Look for Cicalium. Forget that P. Decompositum from 5,000 feet to 8,000 feet in open, shady forest. Did I mention cool, open, shady forests? The borderlands with the Sky Islands, oh, man, they are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito. And this has been Growing Native.